September 27th, 2001, visit to Esmont Senior Center, Esmont, Virginia. Interviews conducted by Sarah, Lawrence, and Olga.
I'm just going to keep some notes for myself.
Okay. Or you want to ask me?
Well, Mika's going to ask you a whole series of, kind of general questions to begin with.
So, first of all, we're sitting here at the Esmont Senior Center, and the interviewers are Sarah Lawrence and Mika Brand, and we're speaking to
Rosa Agee.
Rosa Agee, so that's R-O-S-A, right?
Uh-huh. A-G-E-E.
Okay. And you were born in Esmont?
No, I wasn't born in Esmont. I was born in Griesland County and moved up this way.
Okay.
With my,
in what county?
Griesland.
Griesland.
Yeah.
Okay. And go ahead.
I moved up here with my family from down there, my mother and father.
How old were you when you moved?
Oh, I was about, I was 3 or 4.
Do you know why you moved here?
Yeah, my father was looking for work.
Oh.
And my mother's father was sick, so he came up here.
He was from here? He was here?
Yeah, he was from here. My mother was from here. And he came back up here looking for work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And her father was sick, you said?
Yeah, my mother's father was sick.
So your mother moved down to Goochland County?
No, she moved back up here.
But she was from here and she moved down to Goochland.
Yeah.
Do you know why she moved there?
With him? Originally? After got married. This was, after got married, moved back. And then they moved back up here.
Mm-hmm.
When they, when he was seeking for work.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did he do?
He was a mailman. And then he was a carpenter.
Hmm.
And my mother, she helped took care of my father.
Oh, she did?
Once he came. And then my father, he left. And I never saw him until I went back to Goochland where he came to visit down that way. He didn't ever come back up this way once he left. And he came, I was visiting him down in Goochland. And then after that, I moved up here to Esmont. After I got married, I moved,
So you moved back to Esmont?
Yeah, I moved up here to Esmont because I was in Keynes again, right down there.
Oh, okay.
Right down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Esmont. And I went to Esmont School also.
Okay.
I went to Esmont School from about, what grade was it? I think it was like about, I know I was in the fifth grade.
That's when you started?
No, I started at an earlier age, about in the third, grade, because I went to school also in Glendale.
Before?
And I did Kenya, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Glendale was the name of the school?
Yeah, Glendale School.
Okay. So you went there for first and second grade?
For something like that. First and second
something
grade.
Like that.
Yeah. And then I went to, came up to Esmont School and stayed until from the, I remember the fifth grade. And then I went to the school year until I went to Burley High School.
To Burley?
Uh-huh, I went to Burley High School. Mm-hmm. But the teachers, I remember a teacher named
it wasn't Yancey, was it?
No.
Wait a minute.
It'll come to you.
Sorry.
That's all right. It's just because it's on the spot, you know.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Miss Price.
All right.
Miss Price. Miss Price would have us to come in the morning, you know. We'd have to make fire, you know, pop out of the stove.
Oh.
We'd make fire and all of us would stand around, get warm, and then we would, and whoever got there first after the night fire, he'd have us put beans on, a pot of brown pinto beans on the stove. We'd have that for lunch.
Wow. So it's cooked the whole way through the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she would start early in the morning. Mm-hmm. And
so you could smell it all
yes,
day.
Yeah, yeah. And then we'd have those and we would go out for recess. Uh-huh. Nice old days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice old days. And then you went to Burley.
Yeah, I went to Burley.
Everyone did?
No, I don't recall everyone, but I know I went there.
Do you know?
After I went there like about the eighth grade, I think. Something like about the eighth grade. He's great and graduated from there.
Mm-hmm. And what from there?
I graduated from Burl.
All right.
In 1959.
That was eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. No, that was graduated in 1959.
Right.
I graduated from eighth grade to 1959.
Okay. Was Albemarle Training School still open then?
Albemarle Training School?
Yeah, I thought that's where a lot of people went to school.
You mean Albemarle High School?
Training School. On Ryer Road.
Oh, it probably was, but I didn't know.
I guess I was not.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So if you don't mind my asking, when were you born?
1939, July the 2nd, 1939.
And did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I had two brothers and three sisters. And go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
And I was the there was my youngest brother, my oldest brother, my younger sister. She died, but it's two. I have one sister living, two sisters dead, and one living.
Today?
Mm-hmm. And two brothers living.
Where were you in the line of them?
I was third
from the top?
Yeah. My oldest sister, wait a minute, hold it. My oldest sister, my brother, my sister. I was the fourth child. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, the fourth.
And what are their names?
My oldest sister were named Willie Mae.
Willie Mae?
Willie, F-I-L-L-A-M-A-E.
Okay.
And James William.
James William?
Mm-hmm. And Luella. L-O-U-E-L-L-A.
Oh, that's not Luella Gohan or Lyle.
L-O-U. L-O-U.
Oh, L-O-U.
E-L-L-A.
Okay.
And I come between there. Okay. And then
do you have a middle name?
Lee. And Barbara Ann.
With an E in the end?
Uh-huh.
And?
I mean Charles by myself.
In between?
Yeah.
Charles
Edward.
Edwin.
Edward.
Oh, Edward.
Edward.
Okay.
And Barbara. And that's it.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Right. That's it.
That's it.
Aggie, is that your maiden name?
No, that's my married name. Jackson was maiden name.
Okay. And just all these technical things. Uh-huh. But what are your parents' names?
Carmella Jackson.
That was her married name?
Yes, that's his name.
Oh, okay.
C-A-M-I-L-L-A, I think that's his
name.
Carmella Jackson.
That's your father?
Uh-huh. And Laura, L-O-R-A. Lucy Janion.
Lucy James?
Janion.
J-A-N-E.
J-A-N-E.
That's her maiden name.
Uh-huh. Jane Jackson. Watson. Her name was Watson.
Watson. Okay. All right. So Laura was her nickname?
No, that was her real name.
Her real name. Okay. Uh-huh. And she had two middle names?
Yeah.
Lucy Jane Watson. All right. And so she was actually from Esmont.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
And,
uh-huh.
And your father was from Goochland?
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to know when they were born, would you?
Remember that? My mother was born in November. November the 19th.
Oh, that's my sister's birthday.
1910.
Wow.
Now my father, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that.
How old were you when he moved back to Goochland?
I was about, when we moved back, I was about, six or seven or something like that.
You said when we moved back, you moved together with him?
No, when he moved back, yeah. I was about six or seven.
Do you know why he moved back?
I don't know why he moved back, no.
Did the rest of the kids go with him, or did
no,
they,
my,
they all stay with
my
him?
Brother went back to my oldest brother,
right,
which is James.
James,
he
right.
went back to live with him for a while, but he came back.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the rest all stayed with your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So how was your mother supporting everyone?
The hard to do, but
yeah.
she did it. But a certain way, she worked a little bit. Doing our job, you know, like taking and watching.
Right.
And white families in the neighborhood, and she would go and help clean their house or something like that. And
yeah.
Then, I'm trying to think if she was on assistance or not.
A what?
On assistance.
Oh, okay. On assistance.
Uh-huh. On welfare.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And also we had a niece that I raised, that my mother and I raised.
Wow.
And her name was Lola.
Lola?
Lola, L-O-L-A.
Right.
Lola Jackson. And we had her when she was, kept her from age like about 2 or 3 months old when we raised her up.
Wow.
What's wrong?
Who was her mother?
Willa Mae.
Okay.
Willa Mae moved to New York. And that's where she died, and she didn't ever come back.
So you just kept on raising her?
Oh, yeah.
Where is she now?
Grown and have kids of all.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, just like a daughter to me.
Sure.
You know, just like a daughter.
Yeah. Is she around in the area?
No, she lives in Kent Store, near Kent Store.
Oh, Kent Store, yeah.
But, every Christmas, she will come and we'll have some lunch, dinner, just like we did when my mother was visiting. You know,
right.
Everybody have dinner.
Yeah.
And she's just a sweetie. She's just a sweetheart. I'm one of the guys who would come to you at times.
Oh, okay. You said it's Elaine's husband?
Lorraine. Right
there, Lorraine.
Talking to her.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And people come up and, you know, and just all during the holidays, she will give me things in between, she'll give me things, you know, and she's just sweet. Because she gave me money to help me on my teeth. I haven't gotten yet.
She gave you money
to help
toward
my teeth.
Oh, okay. To help what your teeth?
Toward my teeth.
Oh, toward your teeth, yeah.
Getting my dentures.
Yeah. That's nice.
But, I have a... You asked me some questions.
Yeah. You just keep going. It's fine.
I have a question.
Oh.
Is that okay? Oh, you were just about to say something?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No. You go ahead.
No, I didn't have anything to say.
Are you sure? Okay, I thought you were asking for a question. Did you ever go to work with your mother when she was doing the odd jobs or going
to the business? Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. I did to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to have us to sit down and be real quiet, you know. We had to sit in a certain place and don't make any noise or anything. And when she finished, she would let us go home too, bring us back home and whatnot. But I was small, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But I know we had to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And not touch. You remember that?
Yeah, sure. Don't touch anything.
Right. Mm-hmm. You said we had to go. Who else?
Maybe my other sister, me and my sister, brother, one or two, youngest one.
Why did she take you along? You think?
Because we didn't have nobody else to keep us.
Okay.
And you know, I guess you figured the older children would. But let us get into something,
right,
rather than watch us like this.
Your grandfather was at home.
Yeah, he stayed home, and my mother helped watch him while he was home. Yeah.
But she didn't leave the youngest children with him him to take care of.
No. The neighbor.
Mm. So you went a lot. Quite often, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And as we got older, she would send us to one that she did for, that she did clean for. She would send us to get a butter or milk or something.
Oh, right.
And then when we got older, we could walk the highway, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So you knew the people?
Yeah, we knew them. Uh-huh. And then they were Miss Fanny. We called them Miss Fanny. Miss Fanny.
Miss Fanny?
Yeah.
That's the family.
Uh-huh. And I think they weren't married or anything. They were old maids.
Mm-hmm. They weren't more married than one.
Yeah, it was two of them. Two
sisters, huh? And both, what you called Miss Fanny?
No, one was named Miss Fanny. I don't know what the other one's name was. I remember Miss Fanny.
Uh-huh. You used to talk to her?
Yeah, we used to talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she gave you the butter and what else?
And milk.
Milk.
Uh-huh.
And was that the payment?
No, that was something Mama could send after without, if we needed it.
Right,
you know,
okay.
That's where we get our source of milk. Right. Up there.
Okay.
She would try to give us bread, but it always stale bread.
Stale bread.
Thanks a lot.
Mama said, we never eat this.
I must have stuck it in those beans at school, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you said you're talking about Christmas dinners that just like your mom used to
have.
I was wondering.
We still have them. I used to have Christmas dinner at my house, and all the family would come.
Uh-huh. You used to do that.
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah? And your mom used to do it?
Yeah, she used to.
And how did she used to do it? How did she used to have it?
She used to cook this was before I moved where I am now. We used to have a wood stove. And she used to cook all the cookies done. Mom used to cook. She wouldn't have turkey, she'd have a chicken, a bacon,
mm-hmm.
And then she'd have coconut cake.
Coconut?
Coconut cake, yeah. Caramel cake, chocolate cake, lemon
pie.
lemon pie and,
wow,
and greens, and she would have the whole work, and she had a food to last for a week, and food is amazing how the food would spoil because we didn't have refrigerator, but that food would not spoil, huh?
Yeah.
Potato salad. I don't know. But it didn't.
She did this all herself?
All by herself. I would help some, but she would do the majority of it.
For how long would it take her?
She was not like a, like maybe 30 or so, but she would be constantly in that kitchen cooking.
3 days, did you say?
No, three. She took about 5 or like about a week.
Wow.
Yeah. I can see that.
But she would have other people to come.
She would.
And eat. You know, just serve them and have them. Slice of cake and write them in.
So, beyond your family, other people?
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah. Like who, do you remember?
Mom. Just neighbors that drop by or what have you. And she, the favorite thing was she used to make a light rose. You know, homemade light rose.
And she homemade what?
I don't know. Homemade light rose.
Light rolls?
Uh-huh.
What are those?
Bread. Homemade rolls. You know, you have to rise them and whatnot. And she would make that and she would give them away as a gift. Oh. Give them a dozen or a half a dozen or whatnot. To bring out of her.
Generous.
And I used to ask her, I said, Mom, do you sell your bread?
Hmm.
She said, no, I don't want to do that.
Huh.
I'm giving it away.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I had to walk next door, something to her, somebody, some, or wherever, like that. She would call them to come and get it.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Was that common?
Yeah, she did it all the time.
And did people do that a lot, just give things to each other? Or?
A lot, yeah, back then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of things would it be?
Anything. If you needed something, you just go. If you needed sugar or flour or whatnot, you just go next door and get it to you. Whatever.
And did you do the same thing with not just things to eat, but helping each other out with caring for the kids or you know, stuff like that?
Yeah.
How did that work?
It worked fine because I know we helped she and her and I both, we helped with someone else's kids to bring them in and help while they're in school or, you know,
So you used to take in other
sometimes,
other
yeah,
community members,
yeah,
and
sometimes,
and then other people would watch over you.
Yeah, watch right.
Yeah, do you remember any of those families?
Oh boy. One, I can remember one, Lee and Coltrane.
What, Lee?
Lilligan.
Lillian.
Coltrane. Yeah, her son. And,
well, they all gone walking, huh?
There's more, but I can't. Let's see. Francis Smith.
Smith?
Evelyn Randolph.
Evelyn Randolph?
Or Randolph?
Randolph.
Randolph.
Oh, okay. D-O-L-P-H. That's funny.
What do you remember of your grandfather?
Not much. Not much about him.
Did he pass away when you were pretty young?
Yeah. And I had uncles too, and they passed away when I was young too.
Your mother's brothers?
Yeah, two brothers and that's all.
Yeah.
They, I was young when they passed. I know their names was Wilbert and Johnny. That's all I know.
Willard and Johnny?
Wilbert. Wilbert and Johnny. But I never remember them, you know, really having associated with them in that.
Right. What kind of memories do you have from your brothers and sisters growing up with them?
Oh, quite a bit.
Any stories?
Well, I know we lived in this little house. It was a little two-room house.
Two-room.
But my older sister had left home. But my brother had gone to stay with his father.
What's that?
My brother had gone to stay with his father. My sister had moved to New York. And my mother left my brother and me, and she would leave us to care for the oldest, for the youngest. You know, sometimes the mother would leave the oldest to take care of the youngest.
Right.
So I was to take care of my brother and my sister was there, right. But two children and one, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she would leave me to take care of him. Mm-hmm. And that one day, she left me, he did something. And I took and went outside and took a rock and hit him.
Oh, dear.
I hit him. And he hit him right between the eye, and I said, Charles, I said, don't tell Mama now what I did. And the minute Mama come home, and she asked him what happened, he told Mama, and I got
the whole thing.
Being flipped. And I said, tried to, because I had a temper back then. I really had a temper. And I would, if I hit you, I hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I got out of that one after she was dead, and I didn't try that anymore. But my sisters and brothers and me, and we would go have a big, go down in the woods. Mm-hmm. We would have a playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would clean it off real clean and sweep it off, you know.
Right.
And have a chair and have a lug or something for a house, for a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have the best old time, have old pots and pans or something.
Oh, yeah.
And got to cook on it.
Sure.
Have neighbor children come in.
Fun.
And we would really have a time.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. And I remember my sister, before they left home, we had to have get wood, and my brother, he would throw away all the axe, you know, so he wouldn't have to pick the wood.
All the what?
Wood, axe.
Oh, okay.
Axe. And when we would have to go into woods and cut wood, enough for the last for a day, for that whole day, and then for the next, until we get home that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for Mama to wash with, and bring water for her to wash with,
right.
And all of that. So anyway, after we would get the wood, we would have an old tub. You might know what I'm talking about, a tub. We had a tub, and we would stack that tub up so high. And one would get on one handle of it, and one would get on the other handle. That's how we would carry our wood to the house.
Oh, wow.
And stack it up.
Wow.
And stack it up till it got dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would have enough wood to last until we get home that evening and start all over again.
Was that in the morning or after school?
That was after school, like we would do that. And on Saturday, you would have more time to get through it. And I remember after, when it was pretty, like in the evening time, we lived next door to a family, and they have this big field.
Mm-hmm.
So after we would do our dishes and do our thing, do our evening work, we would have a big ball game. And we would go in that field, and we couldn't wait. to get out there, girls and boys, and get out there and play that
like baseball.
Baseball. Uh-huh. Baseball. Sometimes I have a horseshoe. Uh-huh. And it was real fun.
So who were the girls and boys that played?
The ages, you know, that I, my husband that I married, him and his sisters and brothers, and some up there and that, and some of them are down here now, sisters all, exes and all, really. But, and they had big families because that was 11 of them.
Hmm.
So it was 11.
That's a whole team.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a team.
Yeah. The ages were 11.
Uh huh.
Okay. What? So there were who owned this field?
The ages.
They owned the field.
Yeah, they owned.
Oh, okay. So they had a lot of land.
Yeah, they had land.
Were they well to do?
Sort of. I would say so.
Yeah.
To me, they seemed like they had a lot. They had a lot. But they had cattle and all like that.
Wow.
Their father. Their father did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But and they had, that was Alan. Mm-hmm.
Right.
In that field.
Huh. So how did you meet? How did you get to marrying one of the agey boys?
Well, right next door, like, so.
Right.
The cell phone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How long, when did you marry?
I married about 1964. And I should have brought my book for you to read. I wrote a book.
You did?
Yeah, that was in 1990. Not a book, it's a story.
Sure.
It's a story.
I would love to see it.
It was a story I wrote. I went to the literacy. Literacy, you know, where you can't read good.
Yeah,
I
literacy.
Went to that program, and I wrote a story from that.
Yeah.
I wrote two stories, one short story, one long story.
Wow.
And that was in 98 and 99, I think I wrote the story.
Wow.
But anyway, my marriage.
Next week?
Next Thursday?
Yeah, we could. Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll come next Thursday.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
That'll be great.
And I, my marriage didn't hold out, but.
I step on the bus.
Nevertheless.
No, I didn't mean that.
Nevertheless, my marriage didn't hold out.
Yeah.
I had two children from the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And as of now, I have three grandchildren. Possibly four.
On the way.
Mm-hmm. One great grandchild on the way.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
My youngest son, Martha, showed me.
And you said how many grandkids you have?
Three.
Three grandkids.
Well, you have to know what you want.
What are your kids' names?
Tony Edward, A.G., and George, A.G. Jr.
So your husband's name was George?
Uh-huh, George, A.G., George.
So two boys?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And
three granddaughters.
Three granddaughters. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So who's
two granddaughters? Three granddaughters.
And who do they belong to?
Two belongs to Tony.
Okay.
And one belongs to George.
So what are Tony's children's names?
Tabitha.
Tabitha?
Well, I thought you were doing walking. Well, who are you doing?
And Courtney.
Courtney.
And I came back.
And George's?
Is Shaniqua.
Shaniqua, with the S?
Uh-huh, S-H-A-N-Q-U-I-A.
right?
She is a white. White. Tabitha White.
Tabitha is white?
White. And her last name is White.
Oh, okay.
Last name is White, and she is aging. Courtney aging. And Shaniqua aging. Her mother never, neither one of them married. But Tabitha's mother died when she was in 94.
In 94.
Uh-huh. I also wrote a little poem about that.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in that book? You write a lot.
I don't know about that. But
yes,
I like
you
know. It. What is that?
Yes, you do.
I like doing it.
Do you keep your stuff?
I keep it, yeah. Tries to. I got that, and that's what happened when I made my, when I wrote that little poem.
Uh-huh.
My, I was working at University Hospital, and they took the one or two sentences and made a picture. Made a picture of it. I bring that down. And
yeah.
And they took that verse from it and made me a picture.
Oh, when you retired?
No, I hadn't retired then.
Oh.
But that was they did that for me.
Uh-huh.
Because of they just did it.
Yeah.
I asked them to try to do something.
Yeah.
With that. So they took two verses out of it and made the
that is so nice.
Made a picture.
Oh. Well, if you don't mind sharing, I think it'll be really special to see that stuff.
Well, I was waiting for a show and tell day.
Oh yeah,
have a show and tell day down here. And
we can do a mini show and tell.
Or we'll come for the whole.
Yeah, we'll come for the show and tell.
But I'll bring that before then.
Mm-hmm. So you wrote a poem about Tabitha's mother.
Mm-hmm. About the day. Because not, it wasn't about her mother, but it was the day after the film. Like
I
the day during the film.
Right. Yeah, it would be great to read that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did you get married?
In La Quinta Prudencia.
Okay. You were living there at the time?
Yeah, I was living down there in that community.
Mm-hmm. Who married you?
Reverend Monroe. James. I know it was Monroe.
Right, Monroe. What church was that?
He got married at someone's house.
Oh.
At his sister's home.
Okay.
Anna Nelson home.
Was it a big wedding?
No, just a little small one.
Uh-huh. Was your mother there?
Whoa!
Yes.
The rest of them had as much
as
that.
Yes,
all of them
happy.
Yes, happy. Yeah, it was just a little small wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I had to do it all over again. I would, but not with someone else. It would be with the same guy because I'd be basically funny, but I would.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I was no one.
So what happened?
No, he was real cool. And he drank a lot and he always threatened me a lot of killing, he'll kill. So
yeah.
I just had to go.
Yeah. You stay in touch with him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he stopped by this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Here at the center?
Uh-uh.
At your house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, sometimes have to do what you have to do.
Sure.
I'm not sorry I did what I did.
Right.
I'm not at all.
Yeah. Was it looked upon, well, in other words, was your mom in agreement with your decision?
Yes, in a way, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she, you know, she wasn't one to keep butting in, but for me to keep coming back, me come back, me come back,
right.
I think it was, you know, she didn't want to see me hurt in that way either. And
sure.
I guess she was all day when I made the decision.
Yeah.
Because by her saying, you do it, she knew I wouldn't do it.
Right, right. So she had to go along.
Yeah.
She had no choice.
Yeah. That's right.
So when did you start working at the hospital?
In 19.
She had no choice.
Yeah. That's right.
So when did you start working at the hospital?
In 1974.
Okay.
And I was there for 24 years.
Wow.
More sick than well, but I made it.
More sick than well?
Yeah.
Really?
That's true. Because, see, in 1974, I went into the hospital for a nerve breakout. And through that, I came out. And I would have relapse.
Oh, yeah.
And they would last a week, maybe longer, and I wouldn't go to work. But so happened through all that time, I would have, I had my time to cover me for sick leave. And I didn't have to use my, I didn't have nothing taking out my check enough because of time.
Oh, so they kept on paying you.
I had my time
right.
to take care of that. I mean, you know, just like some places you don't have.
Like sick days.
Yeah,
or
sick days or something.
Right.
But I had time to cover me. My sick time covered
right.
me.
Right.
And I didn't do check, paycheck.
That was lucky.
Uh-huh. That
yeah.
was a blessing right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that is a So what were you doing at the hospital?
I was doing housekeeping.
Okay.
And I wind it up from the old hospital.
Is this UVA hospital?
Yeah,
okay.
UVA. I worked at the old hospital, and when I first went there, I worked from floor to floor.
Right.
I did from floor to floor. Someone was missing, I went to that spare floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned like that too. I liked doing it like that. But as time went on, I wanted something, one thing, you know, that I could do. So what happened, I was put on the main floor, which is the old hospital, and I did the main floor, and I did bathrooms, and the lounges, and I had a spread of area.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked it there, because I got to meet the people.
That's right.
And I got to meet people firsthand, and I also received the certificate from one of the workers that, it was a full certificate for the the nice meeting people, I can't say what it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a specific statement, you know, that hey, I was good with the people and whatnot.
Right, it was like an award.
Yeah,
kind of
award or something like
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I received that. And one day while I was cleaning a long hall. And when I come to the end of the hall, I noticed this little necklace.
Uh-huh.
And in the little necklace, I picked it up and I went and carried it up to the desk.
Right.
Over, and I told him, I said, now, if nobody claims this, I want it. This
okay.
be mine.
Right.
So that night, someone did claim it.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to know who had found it.
Uh-huh.
Because it was very sentimental.
Oh, okay.
So we couldn't get together. And
right.
finally, she met me and she gave me what do you call the thing to make you suffer?
A war?
Yeah, not a war. What do you call it?
What?
What do you call it when someone gives you something after you find something?
Reward. Right.
Gave me a reward of $25 for finding her necklace.
Wow. She was a patient?
No, she had a. She was a friend of a patient that was in there.
Uh-huh.
And that's what she said was happening.
Wow.
So I said, well, you know, no matter what, at the hospital, if something would happen, they would think housekeeping did it, regardless. If it's something bad, housekeeping did it.
Mm.
So I told him, I said, well, my name should be put in the paper somewhere saying housekeeping is killed when it didn't happen.
Yeah.
If housekeeping don't take anything. But I enjoyed doing my work. I went to the, I worked on the seventh floor in the inn. I worked on the seventh floor. And,
what floor is that?
The new hospital, the kids, pediatric center.
Kids?
Yeah, kids. And when I, that's where I ended up at doing that. And, they, the teachers and things, and I had quite a bit, a lot to. I have my with everything I did on that from the workplace. Because you know, when I retired, I had to know, what I did.
Right.
So I kept a list. I wrote down every list. I couldn't do it now, though. I wrote down the list of what I had to do. And I got that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. It's doing good. Yeah, it's 110 minutes.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's
right. Yeah.
This is a collection?
That's a lot.
Oh, I'm not telling you too much, are you?
Leave it, Dolly.
No.
We'll talk to you later.
I'm trying to
confidentiality. You're paying attention. That's okay. I get it later. Yeah. What was that
thing? About the list that you made.
Oh yeah, I made a list of everything I had to do.
Uh-huh.
They didn't tell me. You know, because when we were there, we didn't have a list of what we did. We just did it.
Right.
So I just copied. I just made a list of everything.
It's up here.
I knew what I had to do, but I couldn't do it now.
Mm.
I knew where I had to go and what I had to do then.
You
so
couldn't do it now. Why? Because you couldn't remember?
No. And I know when I worked at the hospital, I had that was a critical area too, you know, like the NICU, newborn intensive care, and the other sick places. I weren't supposed to be put in those areas, but I was. And I would do it, and I would have a relapse.
Oh,
I would have a relapse, and they asked me, why you do it if you know? I said, well, I don't look at it as helping myself. I said, I look at it as helping the children and whatnot. I said, at that time, I'm not thinking about myself.
Right.
I just do it, and that's what results from it. I still couldn't help from doing it because I'm trying to help them, not because they asked me to do it, because I think it's something that I feel like I must do to help the sick.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
it would give you relapses.
Yeah. Mm. I have relapses.
So it was the children's ICU?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what would happen when you would have a relapse?
I couldn't function.
Right.
I couldn't talk at all. I'm talking to you.
Wow.
I couldn't do that.
Huh.
I would be slow at talking.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't respond.
Right.
And the doctors would send me home.
Right.
I'd be at home on the doctor's care for about a week till I would come around and go back to work.
So you would never go to a doctor?
Well, I had been hospitalized, but if he could treat me home, they would allow me to be treated at home.
Right.
He would treat me home.
So the doctor would come to the house?
No, no. I would go to Region 10.
To Region 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the doctor would see me there.
Right.
Call the family and tell my son and whatnot what to do.
Right. Yeah. How long has Region 10 been around?
Oh, ever since 1974, all I know.
Huh.
Long time. They've been around a long time. And I've been under the care since then. And still is under care and take medication and everything. I'm on 2 pounds of medication. Then I try to keep my medication.
So you wrote this out or someone wrote this out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. You've got great handwriting.
Oh, God.
So neat. My goodness.
Getting weak now.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh.
Getting weak now.
Oh, I don't even want to show you mine.
Yeah.
Handwriting is very weak now.
Huh. So these are all the things you take. Wow. You remember to take it all?
Yeah, I remember because I have a little pill box.
Oh yeah.
I use it.
I see. Wow. Good for you. Remember?
Yeah, I have a pill box.
What kind of things do people used to go to the doctor for back in the day? No, you're coming up.
What? Well, most of the time, if you weren't that sick, and if your mother would do it for you, they would do it. They'll do home remedies for you. And the most
so what kind of things would that be?
Let's see.
Yes.
For anything like broken bones or something like that.
That would be home remedies?
No, not home remedies.
Oh,
for
that's
that.
Okay.
That's for a doctor. Home remedies, like a bad cough for whooping cough or something like that, a home remedy.
Do you remember what the remedies were?
For whooping cough, to give us lamp oil and sugar.
What's the first thing?
Lamp oil.
Lamp oil? Oil?
Or, what you call it? Kerosene.
Kerosene, yeah.
Kerosene and oil and sugar.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you do with it? Drink it?
Yeah, you put that on a spoon and a spoon.
Okay.
Teaspoons added together.
Right.
And let us take that.
Really? Kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
Did it help?
Yeah, it did.
Wow. How did she know to do that?
I don't know. They did it. I didn't do it. My mother
right.
did it. But I don't
know. But it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what
and counts. And for a sore throat, she gave you warm water and salt. Warm water and salt.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever do warm water and vinegar?
No.
That's what my mom used to do for our cough.
Really?
Yeah. But we did the salt too. Gargle it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Spit it out.
Uh-huh.
Ugh. Gross.
and for clean up your system.
Yeah.
Turpentine. I think it was turpentine for that. It was. Yeah, those are turpentine.
Tank thinner.
Uh-huh.
Where is
not
she?
Turpentine. Turpentine.
Where would she get these things?
She would have these around the house. Something that she'd have around the house anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And there was a, was there a store around that she shopped at?
Yeah, there was a store not too far away of one in Kenyon, very in Kenyon, that she come.
And what kind of things would you get at the store?
Milk. We got milk from the neighbor, but we got bread and stuff like that. You make a lot of bread, though. With flour and meal.
And so the daughter and her car was, but they said they stayed on the back of the
Thank you.